Hachette Audio presents Last Girl Before Freeway, the life, loves, losses, and liberation of Joan Rivers. Written by Leslie Bennett. Read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication. This book is dedicated to everyone who has lost love or work or money or success or youth or beauty or hope. May Joan's indomitable spirit encourage you in your bleakest hours, inspire you to triumph over any odds, and remind you to keep your sense of humor along the way, as it has done for me. Prologue. She sat on the bed, the gun in her lap. Everything seemed hopeless. What's the point? She thought. She couldn't think of one. Only a few months earlier, Joan Rivers had everything she ever wanted. Fame and fortune, the job of her dreams, a loyal husband, a loving child, a lavish estate, and a future that beckoned with enticing possibilities. After years of struggle, she had not only succeeded as a comedian, but had made history as television's first and only female late-night talk show host. And now she'd lost it all. The first lady of comedy was fired from her job and publicly humiliated. Her husband, unable to bear his own failure as her manager and producer, killed himself. Their daughter blamed her mother for his death. Reeling with grief and rage, Rivers then discovered she was broke. She had earned millions of dollars and lived a life of Baroque luxury, but her husband had squandered her wealth on bad investments. She was $37 million in debt, and her opportunities for making more money had vanished. At the Bel Air mansion, where five telephone lines once buzzed relentlessly, the phone never rang. Nobody wanted to hire her as an entertainer. Suicide wasn't funny, and her husband's tragic death turned her into a professional pariah. Even her social life evaporated. No one invited her to anything. As her 55th birthday approached, she couldn't see any reason to keep on living. It was hard enough for young women to succeed in show business, but for an aging has-been, resurrecting a ruined...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?